A lot of people blowing their horns with thumbs up. However, you get the occasional thumbs down or the bird flipped at you. Like that.
Yeah. That's Phil Schleicher trying to maintain his composure after a driver raises his middle finger at him. Schleicher's an insurance salesman in Madison. He spent 5 hours standing across the street from Easttown Mall in Madison today, holding a sign urging people to pull over and sign a recall petition. 35 miles east of Madison at a bus stop near the Johnson Creek Outlet Mall, Steve Bauer, a physics teacher from Lake Mills, was also trying to gather petition signatures.
If you'd please fill in Watertown. Is this?
Oh, no, this is why here it's...
Oh, Oconomowoc. Yeah. No, you also have to write in Oconomowoc there as well.
Oh, there too? Okay.
Yes, sir. Yep.
He says one driver pulled over and yelled at him to go back to Hippieville. But he says for him, the recall isn't a partisan issue. It's about health care, the environment, voter rights, and collective bargaining.
I mean, it's not just one thing. They're after everything, and it's such a partisan approach to it that it's sobering. And so we need to, you know, get somebody in the office that is able to listen to both sides.
The state Republican Party has called on Walker supporters to monitor today's petition drive and report instances of fraud or trespass on private property. A spokesman says targeting businesses on Black Friday is a shameless ploy by liberal activists that will harm businesses. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.